Sis, have you ever put on a mask, smiling on the outside while quietly falling apart on the inside? This episode is for the woman, the mom, the woman climbing the corporate ladder who carries the weight of the world without allowing anyone to see her strain. We will talk about how God's grace meets you in the silence and how with Him you don't have to carry it alone because that was never His plan. If you're ready to let go and let God, then sis, this episode is for you. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to Unblocking Your Purpose, week number 7. I am so excited to be here with you all, whether you are watching me on the YouTube channel or if I'm all up in your ear, if you are new or if you are still just going along with me on this ride, welcome. I am your host, Jada, and hey, let's jump right on into the episode, okay? So I wanted to address, especially as a lot of us that are mamas have our babies back in school, so much going on, right? Some of us were probably elated. Some of us were probably, you know, maybe a little sad, depending on, you know, if your babies are going to school for the first time or maybe a new school or whatever the case may be. As some of us have heard the tragic news, you know, we're sending our babies and never knowing what's going to happen. Like, there's just so many different things and different feelings that we may be experiencing, but just know that you're not going through that alone. So I wanted to talk about not just with school, but also for all of the things that we as women have to carry. I know I specifically talk to my mamas, and it's because I am still in the trenches with anyone who has young kiddos as we're trying to figure it out. But really and truly, most of the topics that I come to the show with applies to any and everybody, right? So this week, I wanted to talk about when we are carrying it silently, right? We're trying to carry the load of keeping house or relationships or friendships, motherhood, careers. We're trying to do all of this, you know, and we're trying to do it gracefully, which sometimes can come across as though we don't need anybody, as though we have it all under control. But all the while inside, we are possibly suffering a little bit, right? Because we don't want to appear weak or that we aren't living up to what somebody else is doing, whether it's family or friends or social media. And we put all of this extra pressure on ourselves when really and truly we are probably doing more than the average person, right? And not that it's about competition. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we are here to compete with anybody. I'm really here to say that we tend to put a lot on ourselves, and we tend to do it and try to carry it with grace, but doing it silently, which is actually really hurting us on the inside, right? So this week's verse is from Matthew 11:28, again coming from the NIV version. And so it says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." So, you know, all of my believers out there, and if you're new to that, hey, welcome. Jump on with us. There is a higher being, a higher power that is here for us if we allow Him to be. He wants to allow, you know, for us to trust Him enough to turn to Him to say, "Hey, I need some help. Hey, I'm struggling a little bit. Hey, I think I have it, but can you help me out a little bit? And that is what we should be doing. Yes, we can go to a therapist. Yes, we can go to a friend. For me, I talk to my husband and then I bounce it off my brother and then I bounce it off my friends. I can go to all of these people, which I do often, but mostly I should be going to God because He already knows what the end state's going to be. He already knows what the path is. He already knows if I'm going to, take a left turn when I should go right. He knows all of this. But instead of me possibly even having to go take that left turn because I think I know everything, maybe if I go to him, I won't even do that. And I will get to avoid being on that detour and get to where he wants me to be. And that is what I'm sharing with you, right? We try so hard to do it and go it alone. We think, oh, I gotta be, wife of the year, and I gotta make sure everything he needs is taken care of. And then I have to be mama of the year, and I gotta remember everything. And if not, it's gonna fall apart. I have to make sure my house is, I'm Betty Homemaker, and I have to have everything perfect and in place. But do we? Why do we put that on ourselves? And then why do we try to carry it silently when it's breaking us down and really possibly causing a lot more harm, right? We probably are dropping balls that we don't need to drop because we are focused on the wrong thing at the wrong time, not the right time. Focused on the wrong thing at the wrong time, right? Or we could possibly be making ourselves physically sick. Mentally drained, emotionally scarred. Like we could be doing these things not on purpose, but all because we're trying to carry it. We're trying to be so strong. We're trying to be so tough. And as I often say, my friend reminds me, she said, yeah, girl, we out here playing whack-a-mole. So we're out here trying to do all the things for all the people when we're trying to come from an empty vessel and we're doing it in a way that we either feel possibly ashamed, or we feel like no one's going to understand, or we don't want anyone to take pity on us. Like we come up with all the reasons why instead of saying, hey, God, first of all, so we're going to Him, right? But even for that instant, you just need someone to just see you and hear you. Not that He doesn't, but you know what I'm saying? Like we often need kind of like validation, if you will. So instead of finding that person or that group, maybe your circle of friends, we'll sit up here and we're like, nope, they're not going to understand, or they're going to judge me, or no one's going to give me what I need, so I may as well just figure it out on my own. And that is not what we've been called to do. And I really feel like not only does he want us to give our burdens to him, we are supposed to love one another as we love ourselves. So how, if we are not loving ourselves enough to take rest when we need it, to allow someone to come in and help us when we need it, to just say no. Sentence, whole, a word and a sentence. We won't do those things. And really, how can we love someone else if we're not doing the things to love ourselves, right? And then how do we expect to really truly be there for someone else if we're not allowing people to be there for us? Like it just does not make sense, right? And so I know a lot of times things are easier said than done, but I'm telling you from my own experience, because I'm like, I am not all knowing. It's funny, my babies would be like, Mommy, don't you know everything? I'm like, nope. So just like if we're sick, we're going to the doctor. If we want to get in shape, we're going to the gym. Like there are things that we go to for a result. So if we are wanting to get and to meet all of the demands that either we place on ourselves or that are placed on us, then why are we not doing the things and turning to the people who are willing and able to help us instead of trying to go and do everything on our own? Like it just really defeats the purpose. So I just want to talk to you today from someone who tried it. Okay, I tried it, and I am not gonna lie to you. There's probably moments where I'm still like, I gotta do everything. Now, I will say I feel like I am getting better, and I'll share a couple of things that I do, but we really just have to get to a place of who can we lean on, who can we trust, and how do we relinquish some of that power that we feel like we have to hold on so tight to because nobody can do it like us, right? So, a few things that I personally do. So I have just started saying, hey, to my husband, I need help. I am logistically challenged this week, or like coming up, our girls are going to start dance. And I need him to help me out a couple of days a week. I'm like, I just really cannot get off work in time to pick them up to get them to dance on time. So either one, I go through an agency and I have someone to pick them up and we're paying X amount of dollars, or hey, you have a little bit more flexibility. Can you jump in and help us out? And so I had to turn to him, even though I understand, yes, I am the one who is allowing the girls to do the dance. My big girl, she's amazing. Proud mama moment. She is a company dancer this year, so this is new for us. She has a bunch of classes. She's in the Nutcracker. She's doing all the things, and I'm super proud of her. But it just means that our schedule is crazy. And so, yes, she wanted to do it. Yes, I've empowered her to do it, put her in position to be able to do it. And then I'm like, I need a little help. So I had to go through a few different options to say, okay, how do we make this work? And I was like, hey, I know this isn't what you quite signed up for, but we need some help. Can you help us out? And, by the grace of God, he's like, yep, I got it. I got it. We're good. And I love it because one, we're getting her where she needs to be, but two, like they get time that I don't think he would have just like thought on his own. Yeah, let me do something to spend a little bit of breakout time with her, right? So it's really working out for all of us. And then another day, he's gonna have to pick everybody up. And then I get to have one-on-one time with my son because I wanna have like one-on-one dates with all my kids. Okay, so that's kind of a sidebar. But I'm saying all that to say I had to figure out, okay, how do I make this work? And how do I relinquish some of, ooh, I have to do it all and I'm gonna suffer and I'm gonna be running myself crazy and I'm not gonna be able to, do my 9 to 5 that does take care of my beautiful family and home and all the things that we wanna do. And I had to say, hey, I need help. And it works out. Another thing, when I personally need time for me, is I have a few sitters that I'm like, hey, I need some time. Can you hang out with my babies? Or we have to be in a couple of different places. I need some help, and maybe my husband has some other prior engagements or whatever. So having kind of like that village that I can call and like plan, because I'm a planner, but to be able to say, hey, I need some help. Can you do this so I can go get my nails done or whatever it is that I'm doing, to take care of me. I mean, sometimes it's just, hey, I need you to take care of them so I can come take a nap. And that is fine too. So counting on my family, counting on my support group, right? So those are just a couple of examples. Another thing that we do for our home, which we've been blessed and positioned to have someone come in and help us clean the house, right? There's five of us and we're moving and we're shaking and we're doing things and finding, I love my house cleaner. And finding someone who loves their job and loves doing that and helping and seeing my family grow and how even like how we structure in our house, how we're growing, to see that and to help me with certain things to make sure our home stays intact. She's doing that for me and I'm able to pay her, which helps her for what she needs to take care of, right? So I think our mindset around having people help us has to change. It should shift. It should be like, you know what? Someone is helping me, but I'm helping them. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Helping one another, loving one another, getting everything done and all for His glory to help other people to see that. So that's what I want you to understand, that you don't have to do this alone. Now, on the other hand, there are times where you do need to have that moment of peace and that moment of quiet and just like trying to figure things out. And maybe you don't need immediate feedback from anybody. So for me, I've journaled for years. I love journaling. It helps me to get it out of my head and onto paper to write out, visions and to write out like, okay, how do I need to logistically make this work? Or to write out fears or to write out, here are my goals. I try to do quarterly goals and then I'll break it down by month of like what I want to do. And I'll break that down into different areas. I'll talk about that another time, but it helps me to stay on track. It helps me to get things out in a way. And even if I'm not ready to share it, I don't have to. But then on the other hand, I will take a picture and send that to my friend to be like, help hold me accountable for what I want to do. Again, Doing things that feel comfortable for me, but allowing people in to help me so I am not trying to carry this in silence alone, hurting myself. And I will tell you that I will never be perfect at this, but I can tell you that I am in a much better position of finding rest, finding peace, finding comfort in how I run things because I know that I don't have to do it alone. And that is my wish for you. So I know you heard if you didn't fast forward through, but I have created a couple of journals that I think would be very helpful if you just need kind of like some help with like, how do I get this going? Like, how do I figure out what my goals are? How do I track what I'm doing? Because when you start seeing it, it really does make a difference. And so another tool, if you will, and not having to carry this alone and in silence and feeling like, you know, maybe it's wrapped up in a little guilt or maybe a little shame, and you don't have to live that way because people who love you are not going to judge you. And I bet you're doing so much better than you think you are, but we all have room to grow and to improve and to just find that balance and find that flow that helps us to live the lives that we truly want, that we desire, that we deserve, and that He has purposed for us to live, right? So this is another way to help unblock your purpose, because if you have that goal that we talked about from the beginning and you're trying to get there, there are roadblocks that can pop up and hold you stagnant, but it doesn't mean we can't keep working and get through it. So that's what we're going to do, all right? So comment, let me know what you think of this. Let me know, you know, maybe one thing that you're going to start trying to implement. Let me know if you need help with anything. I am here to share advice, to connect people. I love connecting people. So maybe there's something that I didn't touch on that you might be wondering about, and we can definitely work through that. I would love to do that. So do that one thing for you today. Just start thinking through, what can I not burden just myself with? Who can I lean on? Who can I call? How can I move forward so I am not suffering in silence? Because you don't have to. All right. So until next week, do that. Take that step to unblock your purpose, and I will see you then. All right. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.